Hello everyone and welcome to Too Long Didn't Read, a game of hasty summaries and reckless connections. I'm your host, Anthony Johnston. Now, this is a pilot episode. I literally just created this game a few weeks ago, and none of us has ever played it before, so fingers crossed. This episode is to test it all out, see how it goes, whether it's fun, if the rules work, all of that. I mean, you know, little things. If it goes well, we might make more, might become a regular game show fixture. Wouldn't that be nice? So... let me introduce our guinea pigs, I mean players, for this TLDR pilot. And on team one, we have Kelly Gamont.
You know, I've heard the only way to win is not to play.
Very old, ancient proverb. And Annette Weirstra.
Hey there.
Hello. And facing them on team two are Dan Moran.
Anthony, as a fan of TLDR since the early 70s, I'm just glad to be here.
An old school fan. I like
right,
it.
That's right, way back.
And joining Dan is Kathy Campbell.
Hello, I'm here to pretend I know what's happening.
Just like all the rest of us. So yes. Welcome all and welcome listeners. And let's dive right in. So round one is TLDR. And the way this works is one player on each team will be given a list of 10 titles. They could be movies, books, TV shows, plays, songs, comics, whatever. They have 90 seconds to help their teammate guess these titles by describing them. Sounds easy. except you are not allowed to give certain types of clues. So in turn one, Kelly, you're going to go first for team one, and you're going to try to describe these works in a way that will let your teammate Annette guess the titles. But you may not do any of the following.
Okay.
You can't name... the author or a director or the star. So let's use Star Trek as an example. Let's say it's Star Trek.
No people associated is what you're saying.
Right. You can't say Gene Roddenberry or William Shatner. You can't name the medium or format. So you can't say, oh, it's a TV show.
Okay.
Presumably you can't say it's Star Trek.
Can I go? No.
I'm getting to that. You can't use rhyming clues. So, smart. You know, Scar Wreck. No, you can't say that. And same for things like initials, you know, you can't say it all begins with S. And then, yes, the more sort of general, you can't use specific dialogue, catchphrases, theme tunes. So, you can't sing the theme tune. You can't say to boldly go, beam me up, Scotty. Those are too obvious.
And
you can't name specific nouns from the work. So you can't say Captain Kirk or the Starship Enterprise. But you can use generic terms. So you could say... spaceships and aliens,
and
you can name genres.
Okay,
so you can say it's sci-fi, you know, or if it's rom-com, superhero, whatever.
Could you have said wagon train in space?
Well, probably not in that case because it's so everybody knows that that's.
It's basically a catchphrase of the show, I think. At this
point. It kind of is. Yeah. Cool. But so to continue the example, let's say it was Star Trek, you could say something like a captain, a doctor, and an alien lead a spaceship to alien worlds. And seduce green women. You know, you can say, you can give descriptions like that. You just can't be specific about the thing.
Okay.
Now, this is why you have 90 seconds, because if you if you do break those rules, you will have to pass and move on to the next title.
Okay.
So take your time and think about the clues that you can give.
But not more than 90 seconds. Take your time, but go fast.
Right. Yeah. But the clock is ticking.
Take a tiny bit of time.
No pressure.
And even if you don't know it, you can still try and describe it in some way.
Okay.
So, you know, if you've been living under a rock and you didn't know what Star Trek was and you saw that title, you could say something like, it's about celebrities walking a long way, you know, some kind of descriptive.
You could say something like twinkle, twinkle. And hiking. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah. But you know, without skating too close to the edge. Yeah. Now, Annette, as the guessing player, you can make as many guesses as you like.
Okay.
But you can't ask questions.
No question.
So you can try guessing. You can make as many guesses as you like. No penalty for guessing until you either get it right or you pass. But once you pass, you can't go back.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
So can she say repeat that? like, I mean, that's not a question. Like, could you say that again? I didn't hear it or something like that. Would that be all right?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. But what I mean is she can't interrogate
right,
you.
Right, right, right. I'm just making sure. Because we are.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Good clarification. You get 1 point for each correct guess. If you correctly guess all 10 within the time limit, which might be easy or it might be difficult. We don't know. We've never done this before.
It's like, I feel like it's not that easy, but
who knows?
I believe if you get all 10, that's number wing.
Yes.
It is number wing.
Let's reverse the board.
Game over, Annette and I win.
Done.
Hold on.
If you correctly
now.
Guess all 10, then you get a bonus, basically. So okay. If you get 10, you actually score 12 because you'll get 2 bonus points
right.
as well.
That is a bit number wing.
So, Annette, I'm just being optimistic. That's all. So.
Awesome.
Of course.
We're gonna rock this. We got it.
Let's go.
As you should be. All right, ready. Your 90 seconds starts now.
Okay, so first is about a spy. And you will...
James Bond.
And yes, and you will always know the song that comes... Yeah, okay, you always know the song. So this is one of the ones that stars most people's favorite... And
Casino Royale.
And it's a name. It's an older one, and it's one that makes the name of every 12-year-old boy who saw it giggle.
Golden. Oh, it's something about pussies, right?
No, the other one.
Pussy. No, I don't know. Yeah. James Bond. Golden Eye.
Nobody knows him. He's not real.
That's true. Yes. I wish I did. You could save me from this. I'm going to pass.
Okay.
James Bond.
Okay. The next one is something that tends to be held dear by people who are actively antisocial and don't like very many people. And is famous and older. And I'm
shrugged.
And there's... more antisocial than that. Like high school boys tend to like it, and
time's up.
Oh, that was awful.
Wow,
that goes
that
quickly.
That was really hard.
Wow,
so hard.
Wow,
okay. It's like charades from hell.
It is.
It is.
So the ones you passed on, the first one, Annette, was Thunderball.
Thunderball. Mm.
Yeah.
And the second was Catcher in the Rye.
I always think of like Fight Club.
I was trying to think of like Porky's or something.
And all I'm trying to do is go, don't say book, don't say book, don't say book, don't say book.
Even more antisocial than Atlas Shrugged. Okay, so that actually, it turns out 90 seconds is not a lot of time.
No.
So let's see if we get any better at it. You'll get another turn, don't worry. Maybe later okay. in the game, we might revisit the rules. Well, those rules, but let's stick with them for now. So,
okay.
Turn two. Dan, you are doing the same for Kathy.
I'm ready. My body is ready.
Reggie would be proud. All right, ready? Your time starts now.
This is the story of a...
Good start.
A lovely
all right. This is the story of fighting aliens. A giant
Independence Day.
Giant battles.
Godzilla.
Wow, what can I say? elderly people in young people's bodies.
There you go.
I'm running right along the edge.
What?
There.
What?
You know what? I'm going. I think I'm gonna have to pass on that one. I'm gonna try to get some of these. Shoot, I'm not even sure I can describe that other than saying, do you know the effect of when you are in a train and you like look out the window and things far away look like they're moving at a different speed from things that are closer to you?
Yeah, yes,
do you know what that's
but I
called?
Don't know.
No.
Okay, great. Moving on. Next one.
I think it's called Pass.
The next one is about, I don't know, this is a little unclear what I could say, but like two people who stop time and rob banks.
Time's up.
Oh, yeah. This is really difficult.
This is harder than I imagined it would be.
This is so hard. I think there might need to be some dialing back of what you can and can't say.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe allowing to do like book, movie.
Yeah. You got to be able to say the type of medium at least, because otherwise
I think you're right. Actually,
that's very difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Let's remove that restriction for future turns then, because each team's had a turn now, so that's fair. Kathy, you passed on. The first one was Old Man's War, the John Scalzi book.
The second
was a movie called The Parallax View,
which I know very little about, other than is Warren Beatty in it?
Yeah, classic conspiracy thriller. Yeah,
yeah. I was like, I could have gone there, and I kind of was pretty sure it was some sort of like spy thriller, conspiracy thriller, but like I was gonna have a hard time.
You could have like, even if I had known what that thing was called, like parallax,
yeah, motion parallax.
I had no idea that was a thing.
That was literally as close as I was going to get.
And then the third one was Sex Criminals.
I needed to be able to at least say like a like graphic novel or something, a comic book or something, because
you're right.
Otherwise, was going to be like, it's a thing. Everything is, it's a story where.
No, you're absolutely right. So, okay, let's remove that restriction then. See, this is why we're doing a pilot.
Absolutely.
We need to figure this stuff out. So, okay. So that was team one, then team two. We're going to do another turn, swapping round the players. So team one, back to you. But this time, Annette, you're going to be describing for Kelly.
Okay.
Okay.
So you are now allowed to say whether it's, you know, a book, TV show, whatever. However, I'm not including that information, so you have to know it. If you don't know it, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, I'm terrible at naming things. Okay.
But if you don't know what it is, like, you can just say it's a story where, and then that's good enough.
It's the story. Yeah, every time. Every time. It's all in your thing.
Yep. It's always.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Time starts now.
Okay, I think this is a movie.
Okay.
I'm thinking, can we, I don't know much about this movie, so what, it's going to be about a long traveling, think about traveling and you're going and driving along things.
So Road to Morocco.
But you're also going to be heading towards a place that's your like safe place, a place where you live all the time.
The Long Way Home. I don't know. Keep telling me.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna pass.
Oh, feel free to pass. Okay.
The second one is both a book and a movie.
Okay.
It's a classic mystery story by a very popular writer, with a mustachioed detective.
Okay.
Set in a place I think I can say Egypt.
Yes, you can say that.
Okay, so it's set in Egypt along the river there, and murder and mayhem happens.
Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie, I don't remember the Egyptian one.
Think about the river and what happens when you murder someone.
Death on the Nile.
Yes!
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Your time's up. No, your time's up.
You got a point.
But you got a point. You got one.
Remember when we're going to get 12?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Man, okay, right, yeah.
Yes! I mean,
again, we'll carry on with this for the next turn, but I may have to maybe dial back on the number of items on each list. Oh, man, okay, so team two. Back over to you again, and this time, Kathy, you are going to be describing for Dan.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Uh-huh. You sound so confident about it, Kathy. You got this.
Your time starts now.
Okay, it's a movie, and when it came out, it was a new kind of type of genre of, I don't know if I can say this, but I'm going to try anyways, found film.
The Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
Okay, so this is, I think this might be a comic, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm just going to go with the naming. And can I say, like, how many words? Or is that not allowed?
Not really.
Okay, so if you're going to... Oh, and I can't do opposites, can I? Okay, we're going to skip that one, and we're going to skip three, and we're going to go to... At the end of the week, this television show comes on.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Close, but not really at all. Yes. Okay. We're going to skip the next one. And then we're going... Actually, we're going to skip two more because now it's a very, very long movie that won a ton of awards. It just celebrated, what, its 20th anniversary?
Titanic.
Yes. And next, I don't know if, I don't know what that is. So we're going to go with, I guess, the very last one.
Time's up.
Okay. Thank goodness, because I didn't know what to do for the other ones.
At least you got through all 10. Well, you didn't get through all 10.
Yes, but, we made it through all 10.
Yay! Good job, Dan.
Thank you. Good clue.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So you got Blair Witch, Saturday Night Live, and Titanic. Did it not occur to you to say, like, big ship sinks? Iceberg. I mean, you can say those things.
I wasn't sure if I could say those things.
Yeah. You can't. You couldn't say directed by James Cameron, or, you know, you couldn't say
the one where Leonardo DiCaprio dies.
Right. Or okay. The Titanic sinks. But yeah, things like big ship, iceberg. These are generic words. You can use those. Okay. It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. See, I was like, I knew what this movie was, and I didn't want to get it like.
You were erring on the side of caution. Yes. I get it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you skipped over
a lot.
Enter Sandman is a rather popular song by the Beach Combo Metallica, which you may have heard.
Yeah, a little small
See,
band.
And I wasn't
small
sure band. If
thousands of times on the radio.
I wasn't sure if this was something I was missing.
Could you have like alluded to like another work, been like, oh, it's like a Neil Gaiman graphic novel series.
That's what I was, and then I was questioning what it actually was.
Yes. Yeah, the problem there is, what if it had been Sandman? That, you know, if you don't know either of them,
right.
Then you might accidentally break the rules, you know.
So yeah. I also wasn't aware that music, like songs, were going to be a thing. And so I was like, okay, this is obviously something that I have no idea what
Oh, sorry,
about.
I did say songs.
Yeah,
sure. Okay,
yeah, sorry. Yeah,
it's entirely possible, and I just missed it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you skipped The Devil Rides Out, which is a classic Hammer film.
I would never have gotten that one, so good choice.
Yeah.
Yay!
The French Lieutenant's Woman.
I wouldn't have said lieutenant, but yeah, other than that.
Well, okay, yeah, lieutenant.
Is that a book?
That's just
I don't know what
fun.
That was. So.
The Dark Tower.
The Dark Tower I would have gotten.
Yeah, see, and I was like, okay, this was the one I was going to go back to. Or except we
you
couldn't
can't go back,
once you
yeah.
skip no it back. You can't go back so yeah, yeah then and that, after I did Titanic I realized oh crap I can't go back to Dark Tower but I was like I don't know how to go about it I was like I knew how to do Titanic yeah. so yeah. yeah
you also skip Rainy Days and Mondays
which either.
Is a Carpenter song.
Yes.
Nope, that was a good call. I would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
And then finally, Fun Home. That's a graphic novel. It sounded like you hadn't heard of that. Yeah, it's an award-winning graphic novel.
Which
and
was
Broadway
turned
musical.
Into a Broadway show. Yeah. That's why I would have known it from that, but probably I would not have immediately thought of it.
I couldn't describe it.
And the final one was Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, well, yeah, that one. I probably would have gotten that.
Wait, Fun Home, that's the one about the funeral home, right? That's how I know about it. I talked about it with Quinn Rose because my grandparents owned a funeral home, and that's why that got brought up in my brain.
Oh, wow. Right. Man.
But it would have taken more than 90 seconds to have gotten to that point.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay.
So skipping was good.
I think maybe in future we'll go for 5 items instead.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's either got to be a shorter list or a longer time period.
Or a longer time.
And I think shorter list is the right answer.
Give me 2 minutes.
I agree. So, scores at the end of round one. Team one has 1 point. But team two is in the lead with 3 points.
Hey, 3 points. It was the first points when my heart, it's worth 2.
It's true. There's some inflation with that.
I agree.
All right. So we'll move on to round two. And this is called the Wikipedia Editor. In this round, I will name a topic and a letter of the alphabet, and players take turns to name things that fit that topic, but do not contain the given letter.
Oh my God.
So, for example, if I say the Wikipedia editor does not like the letter A, what articles can she edit on the topic of clothing? Acceptable answers would be, for example, shoes, lingerie, trousers, boots.
Skirt.
Incorrect answers would be raincoats, scarves, pants, jackets, hats. Pretty simple. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Another example for you.
So easy.
Another example. Let's say the Wikipedia does not like the letter F. What articles can hear it on the topic of Star Wars? Acceptable answers would be Wookiee, Jedi, Han Solo, The Rebellion. Incorrect answers would be The Force, The Millennium Falcon, The First Order, because they all contain the letter F. So,
yes.
Like I said, it's very simple.
Or Return of the Jedi. Or
Boba Fett. Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't say that.
More like Boba Fail.
Oh, Dan gets a deduction for not going, Boba Fett, where?
Damn it.
I left it wide open for you, dude.
I know. Sorry. I was working on my own jokes. That was a mistake. Never do that.
Don't do that.
So, like I said, very simple, but this is a quick fire round.
All right.
And scoring is by elimination. So we'll go in turns. I'll explain the order in a minute. If you give an incorrect answer, or if you hesitate too long, you are eliminated. Ooh. And we will then continue with the remaining players until only one player is left standing.
Okay.
The first player to be eliminated scores 2 points. The next player scores 5. The next player 7. And the last player standing scores 10.
And is not the weakest link.
Hooray.
Goodbye.
Now, the points all go to your team. So your individual performance does count, but ultimately, you know, you're playing for your team.
Okay.
And we're going to go from team to team and player to player alternately. So we'll start with Kelly, then we'll go to Dan, then Annette, then Kathy, then back around to Kelly, and so on.
All right.
All right. And we'll play two turns, each time starting with a different team. So turn one, like I said, the order is Kelly, Dan, Annette, Kathy. And I'll go to each of you, just be ready. So Kelly, starting with you, the Wikipedia editor does not like the letter O. Mm-hmm. What articles can she edit on the topic of computers?
Circuits.
Dan.
Menus.
Annette.
Disk.
Kathy.
Keys.
Kelly.
Graphical user interface.
Dan.
Mice.
Annette.
Hard drive.
Kathy.
USB drive.
I'll allow it. Kelly.
RAM.
Dan.
Disks.
We already had discs.
Oh,
sorry.
No!
You're right.
No! You are the weakest link.
Annette.
Mike.
Yeah, I'll allow it. Kathy.
Speakers.
Kelly.
Trackpad.
Annette.
Screen.
Yep. Kathy. No, too
Tablet.
Long.
Tablet.
Too long, too long. Kelly.
Upgrade.
Okay, yeah. Annette?
Hardware?
Yeah, Kelly?
Brightness.
Actually, I just realized, wait a second, you're on the same turn, aren't you?
I mean, that's fine. Run down the clock. Use up their brain.
Yeah.
That means, Dan, you were out first, I'm afraid, so you scored 2. Second was Kathy, you scored 5. And then Kelly and Annette scored, one of them scored 7, one of them scored 10. It doesn't really matter which. So at the end of that turn, that puts Kelly and Annette firmly in the lead with 17 points. Well,
all right, Dan, we got this.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything about computers is the problem. So next time I'll do better.
All right.
Thinking optimistically.
Turn 2, same order, but this time we're going to start with Dan.
Okay.
So we'll go in the same order, but we're starting with Dan. Wikipedia editor does not like the letter T. What articles can he edit on the topic of birds?
Robins.
Yep, Annette.
Sparrow.
Kathy.
Chickadee.
Kelly.
Pelican.
Dan.
Cardinals.
Annette.
Magpies.
Kathy.
Heron.
Kelly.
Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Dan.
Blue jays.
Annette.
Ravens.
Kathy.
Eggs.
Yeah, okay. Kelly.
Beaks.
All right, we're getting into anatomy now. Dan.
Orioles.
Annette.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, okay. Kathy.
Wait, I said Blue Jays.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Did you? Oh,
I did.
Sorry, well
I did.
Done. Well, okay.
Yeah, I right, should have okay. said Gray Jays.
All right, so.
I'm out.
Kathy.
Wings.
Okay, Kelly.
Seagulls.
Mm. Dan.
Hawks.
Kathy.
Falcon.
Kelly.
Training.
Yeah, no, that's got a T in it.
Yeah.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
My encyclopedic knowledge of baseball teams came in strangely handy there.
So, yes, wow.
So, neck and neck.
Well, yeah, you are. Oh. So, at the end of round two, at the end of the Wikipedia editor round, team one, 25 points, team two, 27 points. So, round three then, click hole. This is a very simple one. You've all played something like this before. I am going to name a work, could be a movie, book, comic, whatever, just to kick things off. And you then take it in turns, in the same order as we just played in the Wikipedia editor game, to name a connected work. It can be any kind of work as long as there's a connection. So it could just be a word in the title. It could be an author, an actor, director. It could even be a filming location, as long as you can justify it. Now, hesitation will cost you. Delay too much and you'll be eliminated again. So, you know, you all know how this works. If I say Walking Dead, you could say Watchmen because of Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And then somebody else could say From Hell because both are from Alan Moore works. And then somebody else could say Pirates of the Caribbean because of Johnny Depp. You know how this game works.
Quick question, yes. Clarification. It's not a chain. We all our things go back to the original title.
No, it is a chain.
Oh, it is a chain.
No,
so it is a chain. From the previous person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes. Just checking.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm going to be terrible in this, but I will do my best, Dan, to fight that's, the good fight
good,
for our
good.
Team.
It's okay. I'm also going to be terrible at this because I don't know the names of anyone. Terrible. Well,
okay, so
but it's okay. Let's go. Let's do it.
Well, but here's the thing on this one. Other players can challenge you. If you think someone's connection is dodgy, you can challenge it. Okay? And then the challenge player must explain what the connection is. Fair enough. Except it's a zero-sum game. If you make a challenge and it's successful, that player's eliminated. But if they can justify it to my satisfaction, and I am the final arbiter, then the challenging player is eliminated instead. So don't throw... Yeah.
Scrabble.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. Do not throw challenges around willy-nilly because you'll find yourself eliminated. Elimination scoring is just the same as the previous rounds of the Wikipedia editor. And again, you know, you're trying to be the last person standing. You may not repeat titles, even if they are different works. So I don't care that there are three completely different songs called The Power of Love. And probably several books called that, frankly, as well. It doesn't matter. Once one person says it, you can't say it again during that turn, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Once again, order is Kelly, Dan, Annette, Kathy. And we're going to start with Kelly. And I am going to name the first word. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Terminator 2.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's not a connection. That's not a work. Let's start again.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, he's a piece of work.
We're so excited.
Yeah.
We were so excited at finally being able to name people associated with works. So it just went right to that.
Yeah, I just got trigger happy that time. I apologize.
That's all right. Let's start again. Terminator 2.
Okay. Oh, okay. Terminator 2, Titanic.
Dan.
Avatar.
Annette.
Too long.
Kathy, you're going from Avatar.
I'm sorry.
You can't be worse than me.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney's not a work.
What's happening?
We broke Kathy.
All right, and we are failing epically. High five across the internet.
I was like, you can't do worse than me.
So Avatar to me.
Yes, so Kelly, we're on to you now. Avatar still.
Alien.
Dan.
The Defenders.
Kelly.
I got nothing. I can't connect anything to Defenders. I'm totally blanking on it, so damn.
See, if you can't think of anything, you should challenge. Because, you know, if you're gonna drop out anyway.
Oh, that's
you can.
True.
I'll justify it.
I was on my way out, so tell me how.
Sigourney Weaver is also in the Defenders.
Oh, is she?
Oh,
she's the bad guy.
Oh,
I was totally blanking on Defenders. That's why I give up.
I'm double checking to make sure I'm right, but I'm like 90.
Suddenly, I'm more sure. inclined to watch the Defenders.
yep. She's in the Defenders. That's cool. So we started going. I knew we were doing. We went from Cameron, and then I was like, oh, now we're doing other Sigourney Weaver films. Maybe I'll just go with Sigourney Weaver instead. It's a left-right combo. You don't see it coming.
At the end of that turn, for that turn, Annette scored 2. Kathy scored 5, just by dint of the order they were in. Kelly scored 7, and Dan scored 10.
Yay!
You're welcome, Kathy. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Annette.
So, second turn. Man. With this time, we're going to start with Dan. The order the same. Dan, Annette, Kathy, Kelly. Dan, starting with The Lord of the Rings.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Annette.
Bend It Like Beckham.
Kathy.
Love Actually.
Kelly.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, Just Under the Wire. Go on. Dan.
Pride and Prejudice.
Annette.
Emma.
Kathy.
Sense and Sensibility.
Oh, Kelly.
Shakespeare in Love.
Dan.
Flash Forward.
Oh, Annette.
Sliding Doors.
Kathy.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that's too long. That's too long.
No, it's okay.
Kelly, we're on to you with Sliding Doors.
With Sliding Doors, okay. I got nothing.
Okay. Dan, Sliding Doors.
I take everyone out.
I just the remembered that was a movie and that's all I got.
The Mummy.
All right, Annette. No, too long. So Dan, you win that one again. Dan is
wins again.
Clearly good.
Yay, Dan!
Clearly good at this.
I like the idea. It is hard, though. I have to say, I think in part because there are so many possible links.
Ways to go.
And you're also you got fixated on movies.
Spiraling.
You all got fixated on movies, and you know you
true
had,
true.
Yeah, I mean that's fine, but you don't have to.
Yeah, I have a hard time when I'm given too many options to really narrow down my brain.
Yep.
And so I was just like, I know Gwyneth Paltrow is in Sliding Doors. And I was like, I cannot name a single movie that she has been in.
Also, that was good, but I think the flash was the flash forwards, a Sliding Doors thing.
No, I just made it. I was like, I don't know.
I thought about challenging that because
I think you skipped over.
Yeah, it was nice play. I was like, oh, went by kind of too fast for me to even say, wait a second.
Yeah, well, no, you could. I must admit, I thought that myself. I thought, I'm pretty sure there's no connection there, but it's not up to me to challenge it.
I thought you had to be satisfied because you're the arbiter.
Only if it's talent.
Only if it's challenged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the challenging is all up to you.
I got to be fat. I was so busy thinking of the next thing. Like, oh my God, what am I going to do next?
Yeah.
That I was like, I can't challenge that.
Anyway, well, I mean, you know, you've got nothing to complain about because you won both turns. So at the end of round 3, yeah. Team 1 has 43 points. Team 2 is starting to head away with 57 points.
Oh!
Yay!
We can do this, Kelly. We can do it.
So we are halfway through. Take a break, because before we continue, I'm going to take a moment to tell our listeners that this is the time of year when we remind you about how you can support this podcast by becoming a member of the Incomparable Network and signing up for a monthly or annual pledge to support this podcast directly. So here's what you do. You go to theincomparable.com/members and sign up. It's that simple. You will then be asked to pick the shows on the network that you'd like to support. So if you just check the box for game show, your entire contribution, after obviously, you know, some overhead fees and whatnot, but your entire contribution will come to those of us who host these game shows. After listening to this, you may not be so sure that's a good idea, but that's up to you. If you listen to other podcasts on the Incomparable Network, you can, of course, also check their boxes, and then your contribution is shared equally by all the shows that you want to support. And as a thank you for supporting us, members receive lots of extras. There is exclusive bonus audio. There's a bootleg podcast where you can hear raw and unedited episodes of shows right after they're recorded. There is a members-only community on Slack. And every year during Pledge Month, many shows release bonus episodes for members only. There are contribution levels at $5, $10, and $20 per month, and annual equivalents are also available. And if you're already a member, it is easy to increase your pledge to a higher level if you are feeling flush and get some extra special goodies in return. So if you would like to support us or increase your support for the network, please go to theincomparable.com/members today. Thank you. All right, so back to the game. And now for round four, we're going to reverse. We're going to play the Wikipedia editor again, but this time starting with the second player on each team. So we're going to start turn one with Annette.
Okay.
The Wikipedia editor does not like the letter D. What articles can she edit on the topic of dogs?
Beagles.
Kathy.
Chihuahua.
Kelly.
Boxers.
Dan.
Corgi.
Annette?
Bernie's.
No.
Ten.
Oh, go on, all right. Oh, no, because that's the full name is Burmese Mountain Dog.
Oh, that's true.
Oh.
So you can't, yeah, sorry. So, Kathy?
Irish Setter.
Hmm, Kelly?
Brittany Spaniel.
Dan?
Shih Tzu.
Kathy?
Jack Russell Terrier.
Kelly?
Pitbull.
Oh, Dan.
Lhasa Apso.
Oh, isn't that a T? Kathy.
Wire-haired terrier.
Head has a D in it.
Darn it!
Oh. Kelly.
Common. Oh! Commodore.
Oh. And you're
sneaks
right.
Up on yeah. You.
Oh, I had one too.
Go on, Dan. What was it?
It was Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll
nice.
Do. Just to prove that you did have one.
I was ready.
You.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I'm here to play.
All right. Annette, you scored 2. Kathy, you scored 5. Kelly, you scored 7. Dan, you scored 10. So, turn 2. This time we're going to start with Kathy.
Okay.
Kathy, the Wikipedia editor does not like the letter A. What articles can he edit on the topic of Star Trek?
Kirk.
I can't give you that. It's either James Kirk or Captain Kirk, both of which have A's in them.
He's James give you that. T.
Right, or Captain, yeah. So, Kelly.
Darn it. Klingon.
Dan.
Worf.
Annette.
Enterprise.
Yep, Kelly.
Excelsior.
Mm-hmm. Dan.
DeForest Kelly.
Okay, Annette.
Spock.
Yep. Kelly.
Ensign.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, nope, I got nothing.
Annette.
Science officer?
Yeah, Kelly.
Communications officer.
Engineering.
I just realized
we're on the same team again.
Yeah, we did.
This is worse. The more I know about a subject, the harder this is for some strange reason.
Right. No, it's because you have so many to pick from, and you're like, nope,
exactly.
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
I was like literally going through like Data? No. Jordy LaForge? No.
Yep. That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. I only know 5 things.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Okay, but well, that was good. That was good. I think that kind of goes. That's actually probably the most successful one so far, I think, isn't it? In terms of being fun.
Yes.
scores at the end of round 4 then are Team 1 have 69 points. 69, dudes. Team 2 have 79.
Oh!
We'll get there.
Catching up.
We're getting them.
So there's only 10 points in it, yeah. But the final round is TLDR again.
Oh, no.
To finish us off.
Oh, it'll finish us off. That's right.
Yeah, we'll be finished.
We'll for sure get 10 points out of this one.
Well, this time we're going to go for 5. Let's go for. I'm just going to give you 5.
No, I like the long list, though, because in case you can't, it allows for more skipping.
Oh, I suppose that's true.
Oh, you went through all of yours.
We use Kathy's tactic.
Yeah, using my tactic of awesomeness.
I was going to say, like, I'm just going back to mine. We only made it through 2. I've got 8 left.
Yeah, no, I'm about to give you a whole new list. This is not, you're not returning to the, yeah.
I know, because I could do these ones now.
Right, we're going to start with Kelly again. So team 1, turn 1, Kelly, you are doing your list again for Annette.
Yes.
Okay. Gonna be awesome. We're gonna nail it.
Your time starts now.
This is a film and it stars people with children, and it is about their abilities.
Parenthood.
Yeah, but it's only
what to expect when you're expecting.
It's only about half the parents. It's recent, and they made a sequel that was about Christmas.
Stepdads.
No, the other half. The other half.
Stepmoms.
Pass. When you have made a successful lap around the sun, you have one of these.
An orbit?
No, it involves cake.
Cake
and presents and other orbit. People they generally sing you a song.
Birthday.
Yes, but when you have the festivity, it is a
birthday party.
Yes. Okay, now we have a TV show that is about a person who ends up inside people, and he only knows it when he looks into a mirror and sees what he looks like and fixes things for them. And
Quantum Leap?
Yes! Oh, and yay! I'm skipping the next one, and the one after that is a story that stars a detective.
Too late. Oh. Time's up.
Oh. Good job, you guys.
But that was a valiant effort. That yeah, was, well done.
Bad moms. We're getting better. We're that learning the game.
One. Bad moms. Oh, such bad, a good moms.
Bad moms. Yeah. Oh, man.
That's a great movie.
I'm like,
I mean, it's the other it's half, terrible, but it's great. Yeah.
Oh, it's a terrible, great one.
Yes. The other half of Parents.
Love those movies.
Great.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah, and then Kelly skipped over The Wasp Factory.
Oh, yes. Man. I literally could have only given that by knowing it was Ian Banks. I could not have even remember what it was about. And I'm with Annette, though, because I thought of Orbit. When you said Around the Sun, I'm like, yeah, that's an orbit. Oh, it's probably
this is what you get playing with one. Nerds, man.
Yep.
I know.
That did amuse me, that did.
That was funny.
That's simple.
All right, so team 2, your first turn this round. Dan, you are going to be describing for Kathy.
Be gentle.
And your time starts now.
This is a song. It is from the 1980s. It is kind of an anthem. It comes up a lot. And it's by a band who, you know, it's like they're taking a trip somewhere.
Love Shack?
I would suggest you move on.
All right, moving on. Yeah. I'm going to skip the next one. I'm going to the next one. Oh, God, no, I'm going to number 4. This is a movie. It is post-apocalyptic, and there's no, there are cars, but there's not a lot of gasoline.
Mad Max.
There you go. Nope, skipping the next one. The next one, I assume, is a TV show about spies, and it stars
Alias.
Moving to the next one. This is a movie. It's animated. It's about a kid who befriends a giant robot.
Giant.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Next one's a musical with a bunch of people set in Greece?
Mamma Mia?
Yeah, all right. A quote-unquote children's book where there are creepy
Harry Potter.
Doppelgangers of your family.
Oh.
And they have buttons for eyes.
Coraline.
A movie where there's an imaginary giant rabbit?
Harvey.
The other one. The creepy, the creepy one.
Time's up.
I had a feeling that might happen. I was ready for it.
Oh,
Donnie Darko.
What was the other one?
Yeah. Donnie Darko.
Oh, Donnie Darko. See, yeah, I have never seen that.
Neither have I, but that was literally all I knew.
Yeah. Nope.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Valiant effort.
I am bummed about that first one, but I did not know how to do it without singing. Or
right. Yeah.
What was the first one?
That song was "Don't Stop Believing."
Oh.
Dan was trying to say "Journey."
Journey. See, yeah. See, and all I could think was like "Hop in my car."
Right. It's as big as a whale. Yeah. I think it would be too abstract by trying to name the band rather than the song. I think was just a step too far, probably.
Yeah, I just didn't know where else to go with the song. Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Maybe like something about how it's a very popular on the show Glee, and they play it like at least once every season. But if you didn't know that, you wouldn't, and I probably wouldn't have been able to pull it out of thin air. So, yeah.
I am not sure how you wanted me to do The Strange Case of the Alchemist's Daughter, because that was going to take some work.
Yes.
I could have got there in the end, but I probably would have burned a solid 30 seconds on it.
I'm sad I didn't make it to the end of my list so that I could try to describe Ace of Spades.
Yes.
This is a playing card.
Born to lose, live to win. Right. Team one, turn two. This time, Annette, you're going to be describing for Kelly.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
Okay. So the first one is a movie.
Okay.
That is probably about 10, 15 years old. It's made by an Asian director, Asian cast. In fact, I think it was all in Chinese.
Is it Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The next one, I'm not sure what it is, but it is a human looking at a reflection of himself.
Narcissus?
Yes. In the title. Okay, we'll skip to... number four, it's your standard work day.
Weekday. Office space.
More specific times.
Oh, 9 to 5.
Yes. The next one is a play and a movie by a very classic English playwright from the 1500s, I assume. There are many romantic couples where they small things happen, but it is not a lot of things happen, but much
ado about nothing.
Sorry, much is made of it.
I started before she said that. So
I'm skipping down to another movie, classics.
Okay.
One of the most famous scenes is when a woman.
Time's up.
Oh,
orgasm.
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry. I don't get any points for that, but I just wanted the feeling of having gotten
it
right.
You're like, I know the answer.
But well done. Okay, I feel like we're getting better at this.
We're getting better at this, definitely.
We couldn't get much worse.
Dan, we are in a positive, optimistic that's my space
positive.
Right now, Dan.
We couldn't get worse.
That's true. Saying the form of the thing helps a lot, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. That was probably too restrictive. Fair enough. All right. So team two, turn two. This is the final round, the final turn of the final round. And
no pressure.
Kathy, you're going to be reading for Dan or explaining to Dan. And your time starts now.
All right, a television show that takes place in an old building with both upstairs and
Downton
the
Abbey.
Opposite of that.
Is that right? Downton Abbey?
Yes. Gonna skip the next one, and then we're going to it's a television show and movies that have amphibious
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. next is a book and I guess also a movie, and it involves how do I describe this?
Skip, just go.
Yep, we're gonna skip on to the next one, which is
a movie about, can I, oh gosh, I don't know if I can, I don't
you
know
can say zombies, can, you can say zombies.
Okay, okay, it's about zombies.
Dawn of the Dead.
And they move really fast. It's the fast moving zombies.
28 Days Later.
Yes. I'm going to skip the next one. Then this is a song by an artist who went by a symbol for a period of time.
Purple Rain, When Doves Cry.
Yes, yes. Next is a movie with...
Time's up.
Oh, gosh.
But well done, well done. Yeah, that was yeah, definitely cool. Getting better.
Yeah, I wasn't that the zombies with I wasn't
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no, I could tell that you were debating
yes,
whether or not
you
were
confirmation.
Allowed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, zombies is a generic term, so that's okay. Fine. That's the equivalent of saying spaceship for Star Wars or something. It's
that's
you know.
Kind of what I was thinking, but then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get. Like,
yeah, yeah, no, just, I understand. Yeah. I understand. And I yeah. appreciate that. I appreciate the sense of sportsmanship and fair play.
Yes. Yes.
But that is the end of the game. And the final scores are Team 1 has scored 74 points, but Team 2 has scored 87.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, party!
So Team 2, Dan and Kathy, you are the winners.
Yay!
It's all down to Dan's amazingness in the rounds of connection.
Yes.
So epically.
I excellent. I could not have done it without you. The fantastic clue giving at the end there really put us over the top. So
woo. Yay, team.
I will say that in the elimination rounds, Dan was the highest individual scorer.
Oh, hands down. Yes.
But well, no, you say that. But actually, Dan scored 44 in those rounds. Kelly scored 38.
Wow.
Kathy scored 32 and Annette scored 30. So, you know.
That's a close spread. Close spread.
Yeah.
Closer than you might think. Yeah. Yeah. So, well done, everyone. That, my friends, is Too Long Didn't Read. I hope it wasn't too long and I hope that you enjoyed it, no matter how chaotic it may have been for this first pilot episode. My thanks to Kelly Gamont, Annette Weirstra, Dan Moran, and Kathy Campbell for taking part. I have been your host, Anthony Johnston. And of course, thanks to all of you out there for listening and for supporting the Incomparable Network, if indeed you are. Remember, this was a pilot. So if you enjoyed the show, do let us know. Give us feedback. We'd love to hear what you thought. And who knows, maybe we'll make it or something like it a regular thing on the Incomparable Game Show. So thanks for listening. And we'll see you. Well, maybe we'll see you next time. Who knows? Yeah. Let's not make too many promises. Bye for now.